Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, and welcome to the Max 6 Fall Festival. We're having a great time here with a lot of our community members, and we're very happy to sit down with Andrew Long with Spiel Pro.
Spiel Pro and Arizona Game Fair.
And Arizona Game
Fair.
Fair. So let's learn a little bit about you. I know I get to see you every once in a while when you host some of the game nights.
Yeah, we do game nights here at the Max 6 every Tuesday. We're actually going to move it to the warehouse, which is, they have a warehouse on near University on Park Lane. Spiel Pro is a game parts business. It's e-commerce. So I sell on Amazon and our website, spielpro.com. And it's game parts. It's everything from cribbage pegs to checkers to dice to all kinds of wooden
bits.
Those
missing pieces.
Well, yes and no. My customers tend to be teachers who are making stuff for the classroom. They're using spinners and sand timers. Game designers, they're calling this the golden age of board games. So there's a lot of board game designers out there who buy bits. It's publishers. So we have Kickstarter, and it's very easy for you to publish your own games. And so I have people in the U.S. who buy bulk game parts from me because they're making their own their own games. And so that's kind of how it has evolved. I sell to some game stores. It's packaged game pieces.
How do you get started doing this? Is there a fun story behind
yes and no. My wife and I moved into a new house, and I had a bunch of stuff in my house, and I didn't want to move it, and so I put it on eBay. And as I did that, I found out that I really enjoyed selling stuff online, and so everything I was reading about it said focus on something, and so I was playing games. I had rediscovered Dungeons and Dragons, and so I was doing a D&D night, and we were playing board games, and so I started doing flipping board games. So I would go to Goodwill, find a game for $3, and then sell it for $50 because I knew it was, you know, a rare game or whatever. That got me into thinking, well, what can I sell? And that was the bits. So I was taking bits out of some of the games and selling those. Then I just decided, well, I could probably get these from someplace. And so I started importing stuff from China and the UK. Some of it comes from the US. Like cribbage pegs are made. There's companies in the US that make them. But a vast majority of the stuff comes from China. So I order it in bulk and then package it up here in the US.
Fascinating.
And then it grew to a couple rooms in my house. And at that point, it was like, it's time to move. I need space. And so as I was looking around, somebody had mentioned the Max 6. And it was perfect for me because it's a community. It had a lot of things that I couldn't get from going into a space where I couldn't afford as I was expanding out. Out of that came the Arizona Game Fair, which is a gaming convention in March at the Mesa Convention Center. This will be our third year. We've doubled every year attendance-wise. Last year we had 800, and we're on track to do 1,400 attendees.
Congratulations.
And that just came out of there wasn't a really good gaming convention in the Valley, and I knew that people were hungry for something.
So what does that look like when you attend? You're signing up to play games? You're listening to people speak? I mean, give us a little snapshot as to what
so
that's like.
Our big thing is we bring a library of board games. So we have about 800 games, and we bring all of the games to the convention, and you use your badge to check out specific games. So we have a huge open gaming area, and you can just come check out a game and play it. You can also bring your own games if you want. Then we have what we call scheduled gaming, which is we have game masters who will teach you a game. So if you wanted to learn, I know Catan and Ticket to Ride and some of these games, or if there was something that you, a new game out that you didn't want to buy yet and you wanted to try it, you could sign up for those and somebody will teach you how to play those. And so that's a big part. This year we're doubling in our space, so we're adding miniatures. There's a huge miniatures community where they play. They're like little plastic. It's Warhammer 40K, and they play. It's usually you play against a person. So we're adding miniatures.
Fascinating.
And we're gonna have tournaments. We have tournaments for board games too. So like Catan, there's a Catan qualifier, where if you win the qualifier, you can then compete in the national at Origins, which is a big gaming convention. back east. So there's tournaments. We are bringing in some game designers. There's a game designer, Vital Lacerda, who does these very complex games. He's from Portugal, so we're going to fly him in, and he's going to come. So we do that kind of stuff. And then role-playing games. We're going to have 30 tables of Dungeons & Dragons and Pathfinder and all of these role-playing games, because role-playing games are just exploding right
Wildly
now.
Wildly popular.
Yes, Dungeons & Dragons. Since Stranger Things, and it was a TV Netflix thing, and it had Dungeons & Dragons in it, and it's just become huge. Dungeons & Dragons is back,
And
lots of people are playing it. So we do... And then just all kinds of little other things anything that we can think of to go along with gaming.
Yeah.
So.
And did you share how long you've been at this as a business?
As a business, SpielPro's, I think, going on 4 years. And GameFair, this March, will be our third. We've done two.
Right, you did mention that.
The first one, we had about 300 attend. Then the next one was 800. And then, like I said, we're on track to... Badges are on sale at ArizonaGameFair.com.
Already, okay.
It's a tiered pricing. So right now it's cheaper, but as we get closer, you can buy badges at the event. We sell full badges for $45. That's 3 days of gaming. But then we have day badges, so like $20. And then kids under 12 are $5.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, so we're
very 11-year-old who loves playing board games.
We're very family-friendly, so we call them sidekick badges. They're $5.
Awesome.
So anybody under 12 can get a sidekick badge and come. And then we have dedicated people who teach kids games. And then we're adding a bunch of kids games to our library. Our library's growing. Bookman's is a sponsor of our library, and so we've been doing a game day with them, and then they help us with the games for the... So that's been a great kind of partnership.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to get tech people involved, because I think that we need... How I got into this, a lot of the gaming stuff, was all of my day was on the computer. All my entertainment was on the computer. You know, it's like you go from the office to home, and everything's on a screen. And so I needed something, and I remembered back to when I was a kid, and we played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, and you used your imagination, and you drew maps, and you did
something like that.
You did all this kind of stuff. I needed something like that, and so that's kind of where it all came from. And it just, I figured out a way to make, you know, make a living from it.
It's so brilliant.
It's been.
And so, how can we find both SpielPro and then the fair as well?
Yeah, SpielPro is at SpielPro.com.
SpielPro.
So Spiel means game in German.
Okay.
SpielPro.com. I'm also on Amazon if you search there. And then Arizona Game Fair is at ArizonaGameFair.com.
And that's March.
And it's March 29th through the 31st at the Mesa Convention Center.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And with tickets already on sale.
Badges are on sale. And
looking for more sponsors as well?
Yes. We have a vendor hall there. We have some vendor space still available. Any kind of sponsorship is amazing if anybody wants to. I mean, if somebody's really into games and wants to help sponsor, or we can do things to help with their employees, bulk badges or those kind of things,
fun.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. A little team building, a little get out and about.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, we'll have to have you on again
in
the studio for a longer feature as we get closer to the fair.
Sure.
And maybe bring some folks along, and maybe even somebody from Bookman's to share in that celebration.
Cool.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Today we're broadcasting live from the Mac 6 Fall Festival, and we're happy to be here. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.